With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says National Guard troops may be sent very soon to other cities.
His focus is on Chicago.
It's a disaster. What's going on in Chicago?
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson called the president's approach uncoordinated, uncalled for, and unsound.
And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. And when I see what's happening to our cities, and then you send in troops, instead of being praised, they're saying you're trying to take over the republic.
Officials say the crime rate has dropped in Chicago. 2,000 troops have been deployed to Washington, D.C. President Trump also indicated plans to assist New York. Ed Donahue, Washington.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says crime-plagued cities all across the United States would be wise to welcome federal assistance from President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Elsewhere, it is a decision that has the Democrats, the real liberals, all shaken up already. A 1989 Supreme Court ruling protects the burning of the American flag as a political expression under the First Amendment. Now, President Trump has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute people for burning the flag. That would be a year in jail, by the way. This is SRN News. Well, Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn marking its 175th anniversary this month, with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from the founding in 1850 to the present day. Six-part series will highlight a number of pivotal moments in the church's history. This is SRN News. A pending multi-billion-dollar deal in the beverage industry. Rich Thomason reports.
Keurig Dr. Pepper is buying Pete's Coffee owner J.D.E. Peet's in an $18 billion deal. When the acquisition is complete, the company plans to split into two separate entities. One will focus on coffee, the other on beverages including Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry, 7-Up, and energy drinks. The coffee business will boast about $16 billion in combined sales, and the beverage business roughly $11 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Well, Caitlin Clark is Nike's newest signature athlete, expanding the company's partnership with the WNBA star. Nike has revealed a new logo of interlocking C's to represent Clark. That'll all be coming about, debuting next year. More details at srnnews.com.